Hello, this is DJ Morgana, and you're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast for Boxing Day, December 26th, 2005. On this week's show, I have a head scan interview coming up right after this song. Starting off today, Replicant. This is off of the Advanced Electronics Volume 4 CD, and the track is called Chant 64. Weekends ago, I had the chance to go to Montreal to see Negative Format, and on the next day I interviewed Headscan in their studio in Montreal. Claude Charnier and Christian Pomereau are Headscan. Their new CD, Pattern Recognition, is out. It's incredible, and I'm going to play from the new album and play their interview. Here's Headscan.
All right, nous sommes ici à Montréal avec Headscan. Il neige et c'est très joli. Salut Claude et Christian.
Et bonjour.
Okay, I said I'm here with Headscan, and we're in Montreal, and it's snowing out, and it's beautiful. We are in the midst of the release of Pattern Recognition on Artifact Records, and it's now been licensed to Alpha Matrix in Europe. Claude, I will ask you, why don't you tell us about Pattern Recognition?
In regards to Pattern, the concept itself, I think it's kind of complicated to simplify it, but it's understanding, basically, ourselves. First of all, as individuals, and then trying to understand our world, the world we live in. So it's just basically, I would simplify it as that. In every song, you'll find aspect of pattern recognition, of trying to understand certain aspects of our motivations as individual, how our minds work. I think that's basically what you'll find in Pattern Recognition, the album and the concept.
Technology terms too.
I'd say that obviously we're living in a very technological moment in the evolution of our species, and I think it reflects our thoughts, our culture, and it permeates everything we do, how we think also. And I think the way technology manifests itself through culture, through our minds, is very apparent. For example, if you look at how we structure information, we've come to understand how the mechanics of our minds work. I mean, you can translate everything into technological wording. Also, it's probably because we like it. I mean, we're quite interested in the future in technology, science fiction, and so forth. So making parallels between our world right now and our minds comes quite easy for us.
While we're on the technology topic, you're also not just a music project, but a multimedia project. And the two new Low Life singles both include multimedia tracks on there. So how would you describe Headscan as a multimedia project?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously, being a technological-oriented band, we can't limit ourselves just to sound. We're in a period in time where audio and video converge. We're trying as individuals, as human beings, as a lot of us are doing right now, to express ourselves through the means that we have. There's so much we can do as artists when it comes down to sound recording or a sound specialist. That's not what we are. I mean, I think we're getting better. We've learned a lot in the last year.
I noticed that on Pattern Recognition, it certainly is dance music. It's electronic. There's a lot of 4/4 beats, but in particular, I think Carnal Knowledge is a big club kind of track, and you put it towards the end of the album. Was that done intentionally?
I think it is intentional in the sense that we thought a lot about how we would present the songs, because making the song is one thing, making an album is another thing. We wanted to make sure that what would be presented would be ourselves, and not necessarily just this song to please people. And I don't think it was done to please people, but it was done more in an idea that the format of Carnal Knowledge would be more easily understood by everyone, and which is a good thing. I mean, pop music is good, but we're not necessarily about pop music stuff. So yeah, putting it at the end was probably a statement saying we can do this, but that's not what we're about. If it is a good song, you know, once you get there on the album, you like it, and if it makes people dance, DJs will play it, at least we hope.
I think it's important to have club music too, because not only is the album great to listen to at home, but it's awesome to go to a club and hear it really loud and dance to it too. I'm personally happy that you have a little bit of both.
And speaking of that club track, let's listen to Carnal Knowledge now off of Pattern Recognition. This is Headscan on the Regen Radio Podcast. We'll be right back.
vous avez la chanson Arrache-moi sur cet album. Allez-vous faire d'autres chansons en français pour la prochaine album, Christian, The Singer?
C'est sûr que le français est notre langue maternelle. On aimerait l'exploiter davantage. Mais ceci dit, l'anglais est tout de même une langue qui est appropriée pour le type de musique qu'on produit. Plus électro, la voix coule plus, plus de latitude aussi. Mais oui, certainement, on est intéressé à exploiter le français et aussi d'autres langues. On a eu des collaborateurs dans le passé, dont Dang Zhu, qui parlait en mandarin. Et puis, différentes cultures, on a un intérêt marqué pour différentes cultures. Alors, pour le prochain disque, c'est quelque chose qu'on va considérer certainement.
Cool. Okay, tell me if my translation's correct. He said that certainly he'd consider approaching this for the next album. He mentioned the guest spot from Dang Zhu, having different cultures appear on the album. Being his native language, French is certainly something that he would be interested in singing in. But for electro music, English often offers more latitude. Did I miss something?
I think you got it right. But I think also Christian mentioned something about how the English language flows in regards to French. It flows a little better on techno. But you know, that's probably a challenge that we'll have to pick up for the next record. Try to make our French language fit into this kind of electro trancy music that we do.
I would love to see that, and I'm sure some of the European listeners would as well. Fitting in with your larger goals for Headscan. You have been on Artifact Records, and recently you've been licensed by Alpha Matrix in Europe. How do you define the role of your record label in terms of your goals for Headscan?
We see the role of our label as promoters for what we do. I think we're very privileged to have this relationship with Artifact, and now that there's Alpha Matrix, we might have more visibility in Europe, which is a good thing. You've got people like Yolk, who is very passionate about what he does. He'll at least think a lot about how he could help us achieve our goal, and that's something we really, really appreciate from our relationship with him.
Yeah, I think though it's clear that the label is very supportive. It was certainly a pleasure for me to see that you had the box set coming out, the two Low Life singles. I love the idea of that. I think some people often wonder what's the motivation behind having multiple releases of things, but I think especially from, you know, the North American hobby of collecting, there's so many people that are collectors out there. I personally love to have the copies in my hand of these low-life singles, and it's like pieces of art, and I think maybe some labels might not be as supportive of that because it might be more expensive to put out numerous singles as opposed to releasing albums.
Absolutely. For example, talking about the low-life singles, the main idea behind those two CDs were to make promotional CDs. So we were asked, can you do two singles, one for example for the dance floor and one for the radio? So from that idea, we picked it up and said, okay, why not make collectible CDs? Because we enjoy it as much as other people. And also, but Christian had this idea of doing one darker and one lighter, which was very interesting to see. When you see the product, it's quite nice to have. Also, people could think that, okay, they're doing this to make more money. That's a very funny statement, because I think most people don't know this business, or at least the market of putting out CD in the industrial scene. Most artists don't make money. What people should understand is that most artists that do music in general, and most artists that do music in the industrial scene, do it out of passion. The truth is that he's able to make those CD, help us take a chance. Probably people won't buy the CD, but if they do buy it, then we'll probably be able to make some more. And that's the interesting idea that people should see or think about, is that if we're making those CD collectibles sometimes, that cost someone, yes, for people, but if they buy because they like it, they enjoy it, and they're happy having it, that's helping us make more of those. For example, Digipack that we were able to make this time around for pattern recognition. The idea that we had is that if you're going to buy music instead of just downloading it, it should be well worth it. I mean, you're buying the actual support for the music, so the support should be cool, should be nice looking. It should be, I mean, for me, it's like, I have the choice of downloading this album or just getting the plastic box that looks crappy. But if the artist takes the time or the effort to make it enjoyable, I like that. And I hope people will appreciate what we're trying to do.
And now here's your chance to win one of the Low Life singles. Just send an email to storming@stormingthebass.com. That's storming@stormingthebass.com. And email two things. First of all, what website did you go to hear this show? You must include that first. And secondly, who are the remixers on the Low Life singles? You have to know all of the remixers on at least one of the Low Life singles. There are two. Whichever one you get right, if you're the first person, you'll get that one sent to you. Compliments of Artifact Records and stormingthebass.com. So good luck. You're listening on the Regen Radio Podcast.
Okay, maybe I'll end off with a bit of a silly question. I don't know if it's silly or, but you can tell me if you think it's silly. Do you have any guilty pleasures included in the making of Headscan? And what I mean by that is, Darren Huss and I were talking about this, of Psyche, and we were just kind of giggling and laughing. I asked him about a particular song and certain lyrics in the song, and I said, you know, was this a dig that you put in there on purpose? And he said, of course! And I don't want to mention what it was, but, you know, just like little hints of things that, you know, maybe you have a guilty pleasure to stick into the music. And does Headscan have any guilty pleasures? You understand the question?
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course. I mean, we'd be lying saying it's not the case. I think our songs are multi-leveled in the sense that you've got your obvious groove, you've got your melodies, you've got the text and so forth, but also there's these sounds or ideas that I think we really enjoy having put into the music, into the project. that maybe some people will pick it up. If people don't pick them up, it's cool, but some ideas will be picked up by some people, and that makes us pretty happy.
Yeah, it's kind of like a secret club that certain exclusive people belong to, and they notice these kinds of things, I guess. Maybe it's kind of fun. Like I said, they're called guilty pleasures for a reason, right? That either one of you wanted to add to the listeners out there in Radio Land about Headscan or about pattern recognition?
First of all, I think we'd like to thank very much all the people that have expressed their support for the band over the last few years, because obviously waiting 3 years for an album can be long. I think everybody has been very supportive, and I think that's something we greatly, greatly appreciate, because I think in the end it just comforted us in knowing that there were some people out there waiting for us to finish our work and to do it as best as we could. People have been very supportive, and I think if they like it would be a good idea to buy the CD. I think every artist now more than ever has to make this point across. I mean, I think it's weird that we have to say that, but if people don't buy the records, it won't prevent us from making the music. That's not a problem, but nobody will be able to put it out on CD if people don't buy the CDs. So if you're out there and you like what we do, and you have, I don't know, some $15 hanging around, maybe get your hands on the CD. At least it would help the band and the labels put out more of the kind of music that people like.
Agreed. I second that for sure. And you can find Headscan's album at Artifact Records, which is at artifact.com. Also at Storming the Bass Distribution, stormingthebass.com. And definitely, definitely check out headscan.ca, because they have a fantastic multimedia website done by Christian. So I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me. And merci beaucoup, Christian.
Et ce fut un plaisir.
Et merci beaucoup, Claude.
C'est un plaisir. Thank you very much for taking time to do this interview. You've been a great supporter, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate the music, and hopefully our listeners will too.
Okay, that last track was Synchrony off of Pattern Recognition. Thanks so much to Headscan. Do check out their album, headscan.ca, artifact.com, and stormingthebass.com for more information. Up now is a band called Mentallo and the Fixer, who have been around for a long time, but they kind of had a revival now. And this is a track called Signal Jammer off of a new compilation called Electro Revolution from Static Sky Records on the Regen Radio Podcast.
with your transgression. Randomized, slither officials use the wound. Predict the conflict, you're randomized. Corrupt the fixture, reduce it all to lies.
Podcast. I had a request for Rose Colored Skies off of Stronghold from SITD. Because of their new releases, I've been playing those tracks. So finally I'm getting around to playing Linda's request. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have a request, be sure to email me at djmorgana@regenmag.com and I will try to play it for you. list for today's podcast can be found at regenmag.com/podcast.html. And if you want a more thorough playlist, go to distortedcircuitry.com/December 26th, 2005, and you'll see the first half of the playlist with links to the bands and the record labels. I hope you enjoyed the Headscan interview. That will be the last interview. I know there's been a lot the last few podcasts, but starting in the new year, lots less talking, lots more music. This is the Nitzareb tribute, Muscle and Hate, with Control I'm Here.
Get
Brought to you by Regen Organa and Regen Magazine. RegenMag.com.